but we didn't quite have enough dope to bring it to life up good, tight. But it flopped a little bit. It was all right. Then we just set. We did that in 4 days. We fixed it in 4 days. The fifth day, we just set, waiting for the weather. And the sixth day, same thing, sitting, waiting for weather. And the seventh day, by golly, we woke up and the sun was shining. It was nice. And we fired up. The fifth day, we fired up and taxied way back up the river. Turned it around, got it all ready to go. So the sixth, seventh day, we took off, went down, landed Unicleet. And we spent 4 days in Unicleet and flew on to Nome. And in the meantime, the week that I was supposed to be over in Siberia fixing old Gillum's airplane, they had fixed it. They had a Russian boat was froze in close to the Nanukot there where the search was going on. They had some drills and stuff like that, you know, on the boat. So they fixed this thing so Gillum could fly it, fix the landing gear. And the wing wasn't bad. They didn't do anything to the wing. And so they tell me I don't have to go over to Siberia. So I come home. I spent about a month over there fixing airplane, monkeying around, and I come home. It was in March. And Pat Reed went over there and cracked the same airplane up that we'd already fixed, bucked it up. And then I had to go the next time to fix it up. So I got to go over there after the search was over, the bodies were found, the fellows were buried. Ben was shipped outside. Earl was buried up here in the hill. And just cleaning up everything, bringing the airplane back, and I had to go over there and call my name of Herb Larson. Went over first, and he was going to fix it. They weren't going to send me over there. He was going to fix the airplane, but Christ got over there, and the landing gear fittings were all pulled off the fuselage, you know. Bad. He had to go back to the boat then, 90 miles by dog team. And old Bob Gleason wrote, got on the radio and hauled for Hutch to bring the welding outfit. Well, that meant two or three more trips over there for Joel Cross and these guys. And I went over and welded it on, and then we got up to Manic and spent 8 days there, and then flew both airplanes out loaded with fur.